This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An electric RV startup just got a new shot of funding to make high-tech travel trailers in Broomfield. CPR's Sam Bresch.
It's not easy to tow a camping trailer, but what if it could help out with its own battery and electric motor? That's the idea behind Lightship, a new company co-headquartered in Boulder. Its aerodynamic concept has solar panels and a drivetrain, so it's way more efficient to pull around with a gas or electric vehicle. The company now says it's secured $34 million to build its first trailer, known as the L1, at a new factory in Broomfield. The model sleeps 4-6 and starts at $125,000. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Authorities in Mesa County are investigating after body parts were found at a home in Graham Junction. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
The Mesa County Sheriff's Office says they were discovered late last week as people cleaned the home, which had recently been sold. Local outlets reported the remains were discovered in a freezer by a new homeowner. The agency urges the public to be patient as it continues to test the remains and works to identify them. It also says there's no ongoing threat to the community. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver-based construction company NDC is being brought by a Japanese home builder for $4.9 billion. MDC operates Richmond American Homes, one of the largest home builders in Colorado. And a flash flood watch for parts of the Roaring Fork River in Vail due to a possible ice jam release remains in effect until Saturday morning. Stay with us. This is CPR News at 6:06.